皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、コペンハーゲン。
ヨシです。
タケです。
Beginner lesson number 91. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Today, I'm excited, really, really excited. And the reason is, in the informal track on our website, Shakespeare Takahashi makes his triumphant return. Yoshi-san, what did you think of this track?
It's unbelievable.
Take-san, what do you think?
So amazing.
Yes. You don't want to miss this one. So come down to JapanesePod101.com and get the informal track. It's there. Come down, click it, download it. But you don't want to miss this one. Recently, the informal tracks have been... We changed them a bit because in the informal tracks, you have a bit more freedom. So you definitely, definitely want to check these out. In addition, we're going to cover a very useful grammatical structure.Going somewhere with a purpose. We're going to get into it more later, but for now, first listen to the dialogue, see what you get, and please be sure to check out the informal track, Shakespeare Takahashi. Okay, without further ado, here we go.
Tomorrow, I'm going to meet my friend in Tokyo.
What kind of friend are you?
Internet friend. I'm going to meet you tomorrow. Tomorrow.
どこで知り合ったんですか？
ミクシーです。彼女が大好きです。
相変わらずすぐに恋に落ちますね。
明日一緒に行きませんか？
ごめん、明日面接があります。横浜へ受けに行きます。
頑張ってください。
お互い頑張りましょう。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
明日友達に会いに東京へ行きます。
どういう友達ですか？
ネット友達です。明日初めて会います。
どこで知り合ったんですか？
ミクシーです。彼女が大好きです。
相変わらずすぐに恋に落ちますね。
明日一緒に行きませんか？
ごめん、明日面接があります。横浜へ受けに行きます。
頑張ってください。
お互い頑張りましょう。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
明日友達に会いに東京へ行きます。
Tomorrow, I will go to Tokyo to meet a friend.
どういう友達ですか?
What kind of friend?
ネット友達です。
An internet friend.
明日初めて会います。
Tomorrow's the first time we'll meet.
どこで知り合ったんですか?
Where did you meet?
ミクシーです。
On Mixi.
彼女が大好きです。
I love her.
相変わらずすぐに恋に落ちますね。
Same as always. You fall in love fast.
明日一緒に行きませんか?
Tomorrow, won't you go with me?
ごめん。
Sorry.
明日面接があります。
I have an interview tomorrow.
横浜へ受けに行きます。
I will go to Yokohama to take it.
頑張ってください。
Good luck. Do your best, please.
お互い頑張りましょう。
Let's both do our best. Okay, Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thought of this conversation. And let's find out if this is really what he's like.
Take-san, この会話はどうですか?
ねえ。なんて言うんですかね。明日初めて会うんですよね。
Yep.
大好きなんですね。
Yeah.Are you like this in real life?
素敵ですよね、本当にね。
What did you think, Yoshi?
夢があっていいですね。
夢
ちょっと違うかな。
All right. What we're going to do now is get into the vocab. Here we go.
最初のキーワードはネット友達。
Internet friend.
ネット友達。ネット友達。
Now, Natsuko-san, this is made up of two words.
Yes.
What's the first word?
ネット。
Okay, one more time, please. Please listen.
ネット。
Okay, just fine-tune the ears. One more time, Natsuko.
ネット。
This is a short version of what word?
インターネット。
One more time, please.
インターネット。
So as Natsuko just gave us, this is the word for internet.As we state many times, the Japanese love to cut down words.
Yes.
Cuts down on energy that the body uses. Multiple reasons behind this, but energy saving tactics. Mm-hmm. So it gets cut down to net. And then we add on to this.
友達
Okay. Now, isn't there another popular word related to this?
Yes.
What's that word?
メル友
One more time.
メル友
And let's have Yoshi-san give it to us.
メル友
What is this, Natsuko-san?
It's a friend you communicate only with emails.
Or text messages.
Yes.
The word for mail, which is?
Meru.
Gets put in front of tomodachi.
Yes.
And what is the original word?
Tomodachi.
But here it gets cut even shorter.
Tomo.
Now, if you come to Japan and you make some friends, you'll hear this word a lot. Or maybe if you're on the train, you'll hear lots of people talking about this. Mm-hmm.Okay, on to the next one.
次のキーワードは知り合う。
To get to know.
知り合う。知り合う。
Can we have an example sentence?
もっとお互いよく知り合いましょう。
Let's get to know each other better. And what was the word for each other in there?
お互い。
Okay, slowly.
お、た、が、いお互い
Okay, next we have
次のキーワードは知り合い
Acquaintance
知り合い知り合い
Now you can see this is the noun form of the previous verb we just covered which was
知り合う
So just nominalize it and we have acquaintance Can we have an example please?
お二人はお知り合いですか?
Are you two acquaintances? And let's ask Yoshi-san for an example.
Yoshi-san, 例をお願いします。
知り合いにいい弁護士がいます。
I know a good lawyer.
次のキーワードは恋に落ちる。
Fall in love. Why are you laughing, Yoshi? Yoshi-san, what's going on?
It seems like... Like, I'm taking all those words all the time. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, not really.
Okay.
And Natsuko's making a rack, causing a racket over here. What are you doing, Natsuko-san? Poor Natsuko-san. She has a bit of a cold.
Koi ni ochiru. Koi ni ochiru.
Next.
次のキーワードはミクシー。
ミクシー。
ミクシー。ミクシー。
Now this is kind of like myspace.com. Except with Mixi, someone has to invite you to join. So if you go to Mixi's homepage and you try to sign up, you can't do it. You need an invitation. Natsuko-san, how does one get an invitation?
I think you can find dozens of people around you.Who does Mixi?
Really?
It's so popular.
Do you do Mixi?
I myself don't.
Let's ask Yoshi-san if he does Mixi.
Yoshi-san は Mixi をやってますか?
はい、やってます。
Really? How long have you been doing it?
For about like half a year now. But I'm addicted.
Really?
はい。
We checked out some stats. There's 2.9 million people using Mixi right now.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a lot. It's really popular in Japan. I don't know if it peaked or whatever, but at a point, everybody was using it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your friend network up to, Yoshi-san?
I have about 40 friends
Well, we'd like to change that. Come down to Mixi. Become Yoshi's friend.
Please.
Now, as we mentioned before, you need an invitation to join. Now, I know for a fact, because I know Yoshi-san, regardless of past credit rating, criminal history, Yoshi-san is willing to invite you. So what we're going to do is just leave a comment on the message board and Yoshi-san will get back to you. Just say, I want to join up. Yoshi-san, is this a fact?
Yes, please. And actually, I see some foreigners on Mixi also, and they write in English. And I'm sure lots of people are studying Japanese too.
Yeah.
It's a great way to study Japanese and make Japanese friends.
I remember we had a few emails about people asking, you know, where can I meet friends? Where can I, you know, make acquaintances? This is, I think, a great way. Definitely check it out. If you're interested in Japan, it might be pretty good. And now Yoshi-san is your way in. Let's build him up. You heard about MySpace.com celebrities. Let's make Yoshi-san a Mixi celebrity. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. We'll have some more information, plus Yoshi's contact info there. よろしくお願いします。Next we have...
次のキーワードはごめん。
This is short for...
ごめんなさい。
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Please break it down.
ごめん。ごめん。
Now, in this dialogue, it's between two friends. So what word is said?
ごめん。
But in polite and formal situations, you wouldn't want to go with this word. You would want to use the more polite...
ごめんなさい。
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Now, Natsuko-san, we learned another word along the way, which has the same meaning.
すみません。
What's the difference between these two words?
In general, すみません sounds more casual. That's because すみません is more like excuse me, but ごめんなさい is clearly an apology.
Has the more apologetic feel to it.
Yes.
All right. On to the next one. Now, the next one is not a vocab word, and it's not quite a grammar point. Natsuko-san, onegaishimasu.
どういう?
What kind? Or what?
どういう? どういう?
Now, up until this point, we've been using the word
どんな?
For what kind? Let's just go back to the dialogue. Can you give us a sentence one more time?
どういう友達ですか?
What kind of friend?And as we said, up until this point, we've been using...
どんな友達ですか?
Yeah. In its place, I usually use...
どういう?
Yes. For what kind? And again, what kind of friend?
This expression can be divided into two words, which is どう and you. And you is a verb for to say. And どう is how or what.
Yeah, the interrogative.
Yes. So...The literal meaning should be how to say or what to say. So this is my guess, but I think the original meaning was like, how are you going to describe that friend, viewer?
And we should point out that it's used in many cases coming in front of the noun.
Yes. So that's why how to describe that noun became the expression for what kind of.The noun.
Please remember this point because we'll be coming back to this in future lessons. There are more combinations we can make by using you, the verb to say. Okay, next.
次のキーワードは面接。
Interview, as a test to get a job or to enter a school.
面接。面接。
Now, what's the verb that accompanies this word?
受ける。
Break that down.
受ける。受ける。
Actually, this brings us to today's grammar point. What did we have in the dialogue?
受けに行きます。
Today's construction covers to go to do something. Now, Natsuko-san, how do we form this construction?
You take the must stem and add に行く。
What are we adding one more time?
に行く。
Is acting as an auxiliary verb and is appended to the must stem of a verb to form this construction.In the conversation we had,
明日友達に会いに東京へ行きます。
This looks a bit different, but it's actually the same. It's just that
東京へ
was inserted in between the construction.
Yes.
Natsuko, can you explain how this happened?
Well, you see, In Japanese, you can often move parts around.
Parts of what?
Sentences.
Yeah.
The construction.
Uh-huh.
So, as long as you have the correct particle attached, it's okay to move freely in the sentences.
Yes. One of the very unique things about Japanese.
Yes. So, you can move Tokyo-e in front of tomodachi and say, 明日東京へ友達に会いに行きます. It's the same thing.
Yeah, the meaning doesn't change.
No.
So give us that sentence one more time. Let's do a side-by-side comparison.
明日友達に会いに東京へ行きます.
Okay. Now let's take out the 東京へ.
Yes. 明日友達に会いに行きます.
So in the sentence, in the dialogue, the order was just reversed a bit.
Yes.
But the point is perfectly good sentence, both ways.
Yes, and it has the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't we give a couple example sentences? A very popular one is to go to eat.
Yes.
So how would you invite, how would you invite Yoshi and me to go out to eat today?
今日どこかへ食べに行きましょう。
And Yoshi-san, what shall we answer?
ぜひ行きましょう。
All right. The point of these sentences, you're going somewhere with a specific purpose.
Yes.
And that's what we really want to point out to you. That's when this construction comes into play. I'm going to the library to get a book, to borrow a book. Yoshi-san, お願いします。
図書館へ本を借りに行きます。
I'm going to Tokyo to watch the Giants play baseball.
東京へ ジャイアンツの試合を見に行きます。
I'm going back to Kyushu to meet my friends and family.
九州へ友達と家族に会いに行きます。
Inside today's PDF, we'll have a further write-up, more details on what's going on with this construction. You definitely want to stop by and get the PDF. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. All right. So instead of saying goodbye, I think we're going to take the rest of the day off. It's morning here, but you know what? That's it. We're done for the day. So, Natsuko-san, what are we going to go do?
仕事が終わったので、これから遊びに行きます。
Sounds great. That's going to do for today.
また明日ね。
またね。